Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Oh, cool.
Thanks for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
Yeah, $300 is coming out of my account. Why?
Because there is a purchase of a gift card for a Google Play.
I don't pay on Google.
So definitely, it's a fraudulent charge. Some people are misusing your information, and they are doing that. So I do believe you want to cancel this charge right now.
Yes, it's not me.
Okay. For the cancellation of this charge, there is an online procedure, madam, because I have just located the IP addresses showing me California, U.S.
I'm in Adelaide.
Yes, that's the reason. You live in Australia, but those fraudulent persons are connected to your IP from California, U.S. So could you please tell me, are you using Android cell phone or are you using iPhone?
Android.
Can you put me on speaker on this phone so that I can help you out? Now on your Android phone, madam, there is an app which says Play Store. Could you please find it out and open it up, Play Store?
Thank
you, madam. Take
a lovely time. Okay, I'm in Play Store. It's loading.
Yes. Now after opening it up, at the very top, what comes up, let me know.
What comes up is,
at the very top,
me?
At the very top of the page. Do you see search?
Yeah.
Click on that search. Now, first of all, I will help you out for getting the cancellation ID of this charge. So type over there, A as an apple, the letter A.
Yep.
N as a November, N.
A-N.
Y as in yellow, Y.
Y.
D as in David, D.
D.
Now, what is the first option comes up?
Any desk?
Correct. Click on that one. Correct.
What the hell is that?
Through this right now, you will be getting the cancellation ID of this fraudulent charge, madam. So do you see the install option on that AnyDex, the green one install?
Yes.
Click on that
one.
And after giving the click on install, you will see an option called open. When you see the open option comes up, do let me know, okay?
Okay. It might take a minute because this phone's slow.
Not a problem. Take your lovely time. And after blocking those overseas illegal hackers, your phone will work better from right now. Because
okay.
Right now your phone is very slow.
I pushed open.
Now what comes up? Click on
privacy statement.
Okay. Click on OK.
Okay. And now it's coming to plug in available.
Cancel. Click on cancel first. Cancel.
Cancel. And now it's got tutorial.
Now you need to touch on the blinking areas again. The circle which is blinking, you need to click on that areas again and again.
Okay. Now it's come up with some number.
Tell me the number.
Blinking. The number.
Yes.
697.
Uh-huh.
011.
Uh-huh.
213.
Okay, now it's again blinking, still blinking?
Yeah.
Click on the blinking area until and unless it's gone. Click on the blinking.
And now it's going to another blinking thing?
Yes, again, click on the blinking.
Okay, now it's come up with a page that says set a password, remote address.
Click on the set on password. Give a click on set password. Now, password has been generated, you need to put the password.
And then it comes up interactive access.
Now listen to me carefully, this instruction. Little bit scroll down. Scroll down a little bit. you will see an option called permission profiles.
Permissions?
Profiles. No, on a single line, it will showing you permission profiles. Little bit scroll down. Do you see that? Permission profiles. Permission profiles.
Yeah, I clicked on it.
Now, after that, there will be third option which says full access. Click on that one.
Full access?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, after that, do you see third option once again, enable unattended access, a small check
box? Yes.
Click on the checkbox.
Yep, and now it says set password.
Now, it will be asking for the password. The password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase, madam. All will be in lowercase. eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Yep.
7890.
Okay.
Now, click on OK.
Yep, now it's gone back to there.
Now, you will receive a Start Now option coming up. When you see a Start Now option comes up, you need to click on the Start Now.
Yep.
Click on that one. Now, do you
yep.
see at the right bottom corner, there is a Close option. Click on the Close one.
Yep.
Now, again, give a click on the Close.
Yep.
Now, you need to go back to your home screen. First of all, go back to your home screen.
Okay.
Now, you need to again open up the Play Store application. Okay? Again, open up the Play Store. Take your time. Do it slowly, slowly.
Okay, Play Store's open.
Now, click on the search at the very top. And you need to type over there plugin. PLU plug. I
plugin.
Now, do you see AnyDex plugin AD1, that first one?
Yep.
Click on that one, correct? Now, click on that install option on that one. Now, right now, it will be done. When you see the only option which says uninstall, do let me know. It will not come up with open.
Yeah, it says uninstall.
Now go back to your home screen. Go back to your home screen.
Yep.
And open up the settings from your cell phone. There is an app which says settings.
Yep.
Now go back to the option which says accessibility. There will be option which says accessibility.
Yep.
Click on that one.
Yep.
Now, do you see AnyDex option, anything comes up at the top?
Yep.
Click on that one. And you need to make it turn on. Click on the turn on. There will be a circle one at the right-hand side. Click on that one. And click on, go scroll down and allow that. Click on allow. Now, go back to your home screen.
Yep.
Now, you will get to see an app on your cell phone which says AnyDex. Open it up. Click on that app.
Yep. Now, it says plugin activation.
Click on OK. Click on OK.
Now, it's going to accessibility again.
Now, go back to the previous page. Click on the back option. Go back.
Yeah, I'm on the AnyDex screen.
Now, do you see Remote Start Now option coming up? Just click on the Start Now. You will get to see the Start Now option.
Done.
Now, just hold from. You will again receive the Start Now option. If you see Start Now, click on that one.
Done.
Okay. Now, first of all, I will show you who are the persons misusing your information. So, go back to your home screen and open up the Google Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the very top, there will be a search bar where you can type something on the Google.
Yep.
Now, you need to type over there, my as in, M as in Mary, Y as in yellow, my.
M-Y. Yep.
Then give a space.
Yep.
Then number one, then do you see any option comes up which says my 1P address location?
Yep.
Click on that one. Now, there will be a first option which says what is my IP address location?
Yep.
Click on that one. Now. Now, it will be showing your IP address, madam. Correct me if I am wrong. It will be 120.20.235.118. That's correct?
That's the one.
Yes. And just below your IP number, do you see in a red highlighted, what is written on the red highlighted?
Your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Yes, so you can see those fraudulent persons from US, California, they are misusing your information and they are doing that. So can you go at the very top of that page? Go at the very top of that page.
Yep.
Now on the left top corner, there is a cross option. Give a click on the cross.
Yep.
Now at the top, you will see your status. What is it showing you? Protected or
unprotected?
Oh my God. Then what is happening right now? Your IP is unprotected. So we have to check each and everything one by one and we have to provide you the security right now. Okay. So what you need to do, madam, do you check your emails from the cell phone? Your personal emails?
Yes.
Yes. So you need to check your today's mail. Check it. And just let me know, do you see any suspicious on your mail or not? Any purchase of anything from eBay, Amazon or anything? Just let me know. Check your mail.
Yeah, there was a whole heap from PayPal and stuff like that.
Yeah, so open up the mail first. Open up the mail and check it.
Because I've got a couple of email accounts on here.
Yeah, so that's the reason those fraudulent persons are misusing your information and doing that. Just check that you are checking the correct email or not. At the right top corner, there will be a logo.
Yeah.
And just check that you're checking the correct email or not.
Yeah, I've got two email accounts on this phone.
Yeah, check that email. Check today's mail. Did you got any suspicious mail that which is unknown to you, like any forwarded?
Check today's suspicious mail, not the email addresses, not your email addresses. Check today's suspicious mail from eBay, Amazon, anything like that. It's come up today, and then press on it, and that's what he's saying.
Yes, sorry is absolutely correct. Sorry is absolutely correct.
Have you got Australia Post?
Sorry?
Australia Post?
No. Just check, do you see any mail that is unknown to you that you didn't place any order or anything like that? Do you see any mail like that?
I get heaps of them from surveys and stuff.
Yes, so you can
see that. They're all dodgy. I have a payment verification one.
Okay, so those fraudulent persons have got into your email address as well and they are doing that. So we have to put the security on your email address. Okay? So go back to
I'm actually deactivating these accounts.
Sorry?
I'm actually going to be deactivating these email accounts because I've got a new one.
Okay, so... But right now, this email account, the new one, they will also got it because they have got all of your information. So we have to put the security on this email address. You do not have to worry about that. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So go back to your home screen. Now, as you have checked the email address, do you check your statement online? Do you check your banking statement online?
Yeah, my bank's empty. There's nothing in there for anybody to have.
Yes. So you need to check that statement as well. Do you see any suspicious on your any unknown transaction? Just do let me know. Just check it from your end. And if you see any unknown transaction, just do let me know.
No, there's nothing there.
Okay. Check all the accounts. Check all your bank accounts. If you have another bank account, check that as well.
No, I don't have any other bank account.
Okay. And do you use any credit card?
No, I'm a poor person. I don't have money.
Okay, I understand. And no need to worry. That's not a wrong thing. Just hold for a moment. Okay, and do you check your husband's account in this cell phone?
No, I don't have a husband.
Sorry?
I don't have a husband.
Who is the sir behind you helping you out?
That was my friend.
Oh, that's your friend. Oh, okay. Okay, I understand that. Okay, let me check what best security we are going to put. Do you use any app which says ZipPay? Any app which says ZipPay?
Any apps that say what?
ZipPay.
Can you say that again?
Do you see any application which says ZipPay or Afterpay? Do you use any Afterpay?
Yeah, I've got Afterpay, but I've never used it.
Okay, open up the Afterpay app. Now just hold for a moment. What comes up after opening up the Afterpay, just do let me know. Now, what you need to do, go back to your home screen, madam. Go back to your home screen. First, go.
Did you tell me to open up Afterpay?
No, go back to your home screen first.
Okay.
There is the app, AnyDex. Open up the AnyDex.
Yep.
Now, do you see the numbers?
It says plug-in activation.
Click on start now.
Yep.
What happened?
You changed my screen.
No, right now, madam, you are doing it by yourself.
I wasn't touching my phone then.
What comes up, tell me?
I'm on the accessibility page now.
Yes, click on that. Now go back to your home screen and open up the Afterpay. Now, you never logged in for Afterpay? You never done that?
I have never purchased anything on there.
Okay. Have you registered for Afterpay?
Registered for it, but I've never spent any money on it.
Now, do you see any option which says My Afterpay? Click on that one, My Afterpay, at the right bottom. Right bottom, there will be option which says My Afterpay. Click on that one. Now just hold for a moment, it will come up. Internet very slow, madam, right now. Your internet is very slow.
Why? Keep it off the bike.
Okay.
Yeah, what am I looking for?
Go at the very top of the page.
Yep.
You are at the very top?
Yeah.
Can you scroll up or scroll down? Can you scroll up the page? Go at the very top.
I'm at the very top.
Now, do you see over there a small icon?
Like a star?
There is an eye. Click on that eye.
Well, there is this
person. Oh, okay.
Follow his fingers. Where is that little purple dot? That is his fingers going.
Click on that eye.
It doesn't want to click on it.
Okay, just hold for a moment. At the very top, what is the balance you can see at the very top on the Afterpay?
I think it says 600.
600?
Yeah.
Now, do you see a now over there? There will be option which says shop at the left down bottom corner. Click on the shop.
Yep.
Now listen to me carefully. Right now, some fraudulent persons have tried to get the purchases of the gift card. So what we are going to do? We are going to cancel the gift cards right now from the Afterpay. So while the time, can you go back to your home screen? Go back to your home screen. First of all, go back to your home screen.
Yes, I have.
Now open up the AnyDex app once again. Did you open it up?
I'm trying. One thing, Godin.
Just take your time. Do not hurry up.
It's just on a screen.
What can you see? Tell me.
I'm on my home screen. It's frozen for a second.
Click on the AnyDex app. It will open it up. What happened, madam? Tell me.
Phone's frozen.
What happened? Tell me. I'm helping you out.
My phone is frozen.
Frozen.
Okay. Just hold for a minute. It will come back. It will come back.
She can't move the home screens, anything.
Okay, your phone is being right now trying to be used. Just hold for a moment. It will come back. Do not worry. It will be coming back. Try to press the home button from the bottom.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Or lock your phone and unlock it.
Yeah, I'm on AnyDex now, whatever it is.
Now start now, you will see the start now option, you just click on that start now.
Start.
Yes, now go back to your home screen.
Done.
Now open up the Afterpay. Now what we are going to do, we are going to help you to cancel that gift card from the Afterpay right now directly. First of all, we will start with the Afterpay, okay?
Okay.
Just hold for a moment. When you see anything comes up, do let me know.
Yeah, it's open.
Now, on the top of the Afterpay, do you see search? Click on
yep.
the search. Now, type over there, gift card. What happened?
I didn't use the app. It's just having. I think gift card.
Gift card. First type gift card. Now right bottom. Give a click on the search. Anything came up? Anything comes up, do let me know. I'm on the line, okay?
I typed in gift card.
It will come up. Your internet is very slow. When anything comes up, do let me know.
Now
we'll
come up.
But
it's just starting to come up now.
What is showing you?
It's showing me stores, no results found.
Okay, just hold for a moment. Let me show you anything. Just hold for a moment. Let me check that for you, what happened, from where they have tried to purchase it.
She's not a platinum holder, so she can't purchase this card. She's not doing that.
Someone else are doing that, so we are going to block it.
No result found still.
Click on the now left top corner. There is the option which says arrow pointing backwards.
Yeah.
Now you need to again open up the AnyDex app. Again open up the AnyDex app.
So go back to the home screen.
Yes, go back to your home screen and open up the AnyDex app.
Yep. Comes up with plugin activation.
Click on OK. Click on OK.
Yep.
Now click on the AnyDex. Click on the AnyDex.
Now it's on to accessibility.
Yes. Now at the top, do you see AnyDex? Click on the AnyDex.
Yep.
Now you need to turn it off and turn it on once again. Turn it off and turn it on.
Done.
Now go back to that AnyDex app where you can see the numbers.
Yes.
Now do you see start now? Click on start now.
Yep.
Now open up the Afterpay. Now just be on that page. If anything comes up, do let me know.
Okay, it's coming up to the...
Okay, just hold. It will come up.
It's got a list of shops on there.
Now just anything comes up, do let me know.
I'm on the Afterpay shopping homepage.
Okay. And do you, now, I do believe you bank with Bendigo Bank. That's correct, madam?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you remember your Bendigo Bank ID and the password?
No, I don't.
You do not remember it?
No, I don't. I have to call my bank to get that.
Okay. You do not remember your ID and the password. Okay, just hold for a moment. Let me check that for you. You need to grab a piece of a paper and a pen first of all.
Yeah, I'm rolling this. He doesn't know I've got some paper and pen.
Okay.
I was rolling this mic. I've got it.
Okay, now just hold. Okay, no need to worry. We will just cancel it, all the things from our end.